Good morning, Chaffee County, our friends elsewhere in our listening area and worldwide on the web. I'm Elliot Jackson, and this is your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget on KHEN LP 106.9 FM for Thursday, November 9th, 2023. The News Nugget is a collaboration between KHEN and the Arc Valley Voice, Chaffee County's premier source for independent, fact-based journalism, reminding you that truth has a voice. We'll be coming to you every Thursday morning at 9:45 a.m. on KHEN, and you can also access our podcast at arcvalleyvoice.com. And now the top news of the week. While Chaffee County election results were still not considered official as of early Wednesday morning due to a late surge of Election Day voting, AVV has a quick rundown of the unofficial results. For Salida City Government, Dan Shore, who ran unopposed for mayor, received 2,045 votes to serve another two-year term. Ben Gilling, with 1,294 votes, will be the new treasurer. In City Council Ward 1, Suzanne Fontana, who ran unopposed, received 711 votes. In a close race in Ward 2, Aaron Stevens prevailed over Adrian Kuhn, 452 votes to 432. Incumbent Elisa Pappenfort was reelected in Ward 3. In the Buena Vista School Board races, District 1 incumbent Brent Mitchell won a close race for re-election against Casey Martin, 1,952 votes to 1,882. Norm Nyberg and George Richardson were running unopposed in Districts 3 and 4. The at-large positions were won by Mallory Brooks and Paula Dillon, who will serve for 4 years and 2 years, respectively. Unofficial results show the public approved ballot question 6A, which asked for voter approval to expand the Buena Vista Library by a substantial margin, 2,519 votes in favor of the library expansion and 1,743 votes against. In Salida, the confusing ballot question 300 went down to defeat, with more than 60% of the city's voters rejecting the measure. The vote against it was 1,663 to 1,102. If it had passed, it would have created a two-tier fee system for the city's short-term rental properties in residential areas, raising the licensing fees to non-Chaffee residents who own short-term rental properties in the city and lowering fees for resident STR owners, while setting a flat $5 per bedroom per night occupational lodging tax. Meanwhile, for statewide initiatives, Proposition HH, which would have diverted some Tabor funds to residential property tax relief, went down by a wide margin, while Proposition II, which allows the state to keep all of the tobacco and nicotine taxes it's been collecting to go towards funding the Universal Pre-K program, appears to have passed. For a complete list of Chaffee County and statewide election results, visit the Colorado Secretary of State's website at www.sos.state.co.us/pubs/elections/results. Tuesday, November 7th, Election Day, also saw Chaffee County government meetings happening. The Board of County Commissioners held a regular meeting that included three public hearings and a review of several 2021 standards building codes. While Chaffee County has been operating its building standards according to building codes from several years ago, the latest upgrade was to the 2015 codes, the state of Colorado has now mandated that every county must enforce 2021 building standards. This public session is the first pass at updating the county's codes to meet this requirement, but it won't be the only opportunity for the public to review and comment. The Salida City Council also met on Tuesday evening and approved the 2024 budget, as well as adding the Sustainability Committee as an official advisory body to the SCC and considering a list of changes to certain parcels in the Van Devere Ranch development. The city elected officials and staff, as well as outgoing Fire Chief Doug Bess, were on hand for the official groundbreaking for the new Salida Fire Station on Friday, November 3rd. The new Salida Fire Station, located at 611 Oak Street, will replace the antiquated fire station downtown and is designed for longevity with enhanced safety, training, and sustainability features. The site will include a three-story training and hose drying tower, allowing firefighters to conduct outdoor training and simulate rescue situations, as well as a training classroom located at the front of the building, making it accessible for separate community access. And finally, as a thank you to U.S. military members, Colorado Parks and Wildlife offers veterans, active duty military, and the National Guard free admission to all Colorado state parks on Veterans Day, November 11th, 2023. Veterans and military members, residents, and non-residents can visit any Colorado State Park for free by showing proof of military service. Vehicles displaying a Colorado Disabled Veteran or Purple Heart license plate receive free entry to all state parks year-round. That's it for your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget. Tune in next Thursday, November 16th at 9:45 a.m.